Maybe we should get to know each other a little bit more deeply. Does anyone here have a poor credit history?
Hey, welcome everybody to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. That's John Mackey. John is the founder, the president of Master Credit Solutions. He's also the slurper of Diet Pepsi, which is what he does. And John, you do your Pepsi well.
Well, I didn't cover that sound up too good, did I?
No, you didn't. But it makes me wish I had a Diet Dew in the studios today. Yeah, oh, man. I'm kind of dialing down on the caffeine thing, so.
Yeah, I've got to do the same thing. Yeah. I've cut myself way back because I know of the problems that can happen. But I've come off of caffeine as far as coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get myself onto green tea, things of that nature. Yeah. But that's not my nature.
No, it's not mine either. My drink has to have flavor to it. And a lot of it, when I lived in Duluth, the water in Duluth was like heaven's nectar. And when I moved out to the Twin Cities back in 1988, the first thing that stunned me was how poor the water quality was in the town that I moved into. And it's still not real good.
Yeah.
Well, John, this is an odd little way to start the program, but it's exactly the way I wanted to start the program. Over the weeks, you and I have talked about creditors. We've talked about credit reports. We have talked about the calls that you get. In fact, we'll pick up on those in weeks ahead, the calls that you get. In fact, okay. I've got a whole booklet that you sent me via email that kind of covers that. But I wanted to do something a little bit different today, and that is get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay.
And appeal to the person who really needs your help.
Okay.
And they're just not ready. They just haven't moved to take the help. I talked to a person earlier today whose credit rating went up 106 points as a result of your efforts in their lives.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And when I heard that, it changed the direction of the program. What you do really works. And so what I wanted to have was a visit with John Mackey of Master Credit Solutions today. I'm the guy who needs the help, just like I did when I sat in a studio very much like this one. In fact, it was this one.
It was this one, yep.
And we talked about the needs that I had. John, what is that first step outside of making the call? What can our listeners expect when they make the call and contact you?
Well, first of all, they don't expect or they're not going to get judgment from me.
Why is that? Why? I mean,
tell you something, John. I've been through this before.
Mm-hmm.
I have had credit issues. I'm not going to get into details, but the downturn of the economy hit me hard. It hit my family very, very hard. And I've also been in the business a long time through my work with mortgages and real estate. I've also been a helping person. My drive is not for money, although, as you can see, and I'm sure the audience can see, which we know they can't, is my girth. Mm-hmm. I like to eat.
Yeah.
Okay? I like to eat. So I've got to have money for that. But other than that, I want to help people. My goal is to help people pull themselves up from where they're at and start walking tall again.
And you say that a part of what makes that a motivating factor outside of just basic personalities, you know what the pit is like.
Absolutely, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. The pit is no fun to be at, and I've stuck my head in, too. And knowing full well that all you need to do is pull your head out,
yeah,
as it were, and start taking control of the situation, because it's either going to control you or you control it.
The reason I wanted to approach the program just a little bit differently today is because week after week, we've given the phone number. We've talked about the book that you've written, still available if you get in contact with John. But folks, I wanted to change the way the program looked today so that you take some action and that you would realize that when you contact John, you're safe.
Yes, you are. Your information is safe in more ways than one. It's safe with me. It's encrypted. So we have a safety net and a safety factor there. But the key thing that people have to realize is that credit repair, first of all, a lot of times people don't understand what credit repair is. Mm-hmm. They think that at times I wave this magic wand out there and all of a sudden things disappear. Well, that is not true. And then we've got people out there that believe that there's nothing you can do if you've got a negative item on a credit report. And that simply is not true. Because of the laws that are in place by the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act and the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And I just put those laws into place and start making the demands that are necessary to get these items off the credit report.
But folks, there's no way that you're going to be able to take this action until you take action.
Absolutely.
Until you actually step up to the plate and say, John, I need you to help.
The other thing is you don't want to do it at the time you want to purchase something.
Mm-mm.
You know, so all of a sudden you think you're going to, you want to buy a house. So you find your credit, it stinks, then you call me. It's going to take longer than that. It took mm-hmm. you a long time to get into trouble. It's not going to take you as much time to get out, but it's still going to take time for this to happen.
But it has to start today.
Yes.
I mean, the longer you put it off, listeners, the longer it's going to take to get it done. What do you think is the average time in your experience is the average time by the time you actually sit down with a client, sit down with somebody? How long does that normally go before we start seeing some real positive results on the credit rating?
Well, in the example you gave before where this person had a 106-point jump, it's been less than 2 months. Okay.
See, that's astounding to me that in just that 2 months, this person went from a 400-plus rating to a 600-plus rating.
Right. So if it was high fours to low sixes.
To low sixes. But in that 2 months, it only happened because they got in contact with you.
Yes.
And so the longer they put it off, it could have been 2 months farther down the road.
Could have been a half a year or a year further down the road.
John, would you give that contact information? Because I'm really thinking this is the time for some of our listeners to take hold and say, I've got to get this done and I want to start today.
The telephone number is locally 612-567-2459.
Okay.
Now the 800 number is 888-417-3400.
Now, during this program, we're going to be giving that number out several more times. I just feel solidly moved today, John, to encourage our listeners to take the step and get this thing going. We're going to take a break. We shall return. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Welcome back, everybody, to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. That is John Mackey. John is the founder and president of Master Credit Solutions, and what John does is he takes your credit report, as grisly as it may be,
right,
and he lets you walk through it. You show each person how it works.
We go through the credit report. We analyze it for a whole variety of things. Number one, derogatory information. Number two, information that may be creating, even if it's positive on a credit report, but it may be creating minimal scoring. It's not creating what you should be getting. Okay. In other words, the debt ratios.
Okay. So we have someone in the studio today. We've never brought a guest into our conversation before, but we thought a little beauty helps. I'm returning to the word grizzly when it talks to you and I. But now, Ashley, you took hold of the challenge.
Yes.
That John was offering, and that was to take a look at your credit report. And yours was a little, shall we say, on the bruised side.
Yes, I would say so.
Okay.
I had a, it was April 30th was when I looked at it, and it was at a 490, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
You can't really do much with 490. Nobody wants to.
No.
I don't even think McDonald's lets you get a Big Mac for 490.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So what was it now, because you had talked about it, you kind of threw it around in your head a couple of times to see if he could give you a hand.
Right.
What was it that finally dragged you across the line?
That I knew I was going to have to be purchasing a new car.
Okay.
And I didn't want to be paying outrageous in interest for it.
Yeah. By the way, the new car is in the parking lot right now.
It is.
Yeah.
It sure is.
You?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I remember you thinking that because she was... Have you seen the beast she's been driving?
No, but I drive one of those myself. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Ashley, you got some really good news on this because you sat down and talked to John.
Mm-hmm.
Was it kind of confusing to you as to what you were looking at on that credit report?
Yes, but John's really good about answering questions and making sure that you don't feel foolish for asking them. Obviously, it can be very confusing. Mm-hmm. So he's good at explaining, you know, what things are and that it's not your job to worry about it. That's why you have him.
And did you feel safe that he was handling you with respect?
Absolutely. He shows you step by step what he's doing. There's a, you know, he keeps you in the loop on the checks and balances that are going on.
And so you kind of looked at, now you had some, John, we've talked about this too before, that medical bills always seem to be a prominent
feature.
They're
the new big problem in the marketplace.
And didn't
you
say that was a part of your issues?
I think that was a majority.
Yeah, I won't disclose unless you allow me to.
No, it's fine.
You had a lot of medical stuff on there. It was nickel-dime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the creditor, in this sense, the hospital or the doctor's office, didn't let you know that they were sending it to a debt collector, and the debt collector just slapped it on the credit report, which, number one, is illegal, guys, but they're doing it all the time. And then it hits your score, and it hits your score a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so John started the process. Mm-hmm. Of course, you were kind of, you needed to go kind of hand in hand through the process.
Right. Yeah.
And you didn't find it difficult at all?
No. No. I think I had to sign a few pieces of paper and I mailed one letter, and that's about all that I've done on my end.
But in the end, it's been a real victory story.
It has been less than 4 months, and I have seen my credit score is now 628. So what's that up?
Yeah, in fact, the second round, we've got a round-by-round system that we use. I've explained that to you, where the first round goes to the bureaus, the second round goes to the bureaus, and then if it doesn't come off, then the third round goes to the creditors directly, to include debt collectors. But in your situation, If I'm trying to recall this, that I believe your second round just went out. So this is the result after the first round only.
Yes, first round.
Yeah.
First round.
And that's astounding. I mean, if you do it right, you can take some pretty big chunks off.
You should have seen the happy dance I was doing
when
I got the alert that my credit score had gone up. And I was like, it better have gone up. It better not have gone down. Because I was just waiting for another agency to come on because they notify me of that too. Mm-hmm. But I opened it up and it said, your score has gone up 106 points. And that was only in 30 days because the last time I had checked it, it had only gone up, you know, 20 points or whatnot.
I remember you saying that it had, you'd started going upwards, but this was that big lump.
It was a huge, huge jump.
And John, is that a product of, the scrubbing that goes on?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Again, it's a matter of challenging the credit bureaus, because once you do that, they have to prove. And if they can't prove through the validation process or the verification process with the creditors, then it's got to come off. Now, in her situation, we're not nearly done.
Yeah.
Okay. She may very well go from a 450 up to a low sevens. That's a distinct possibility with her.
I'm hoping. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Right.
How heavy was the weight on your shoulders with a credit report?
It takes a toll just on your self-confidence, because you feel like you're not a part of society. You're not correctly participating. You know,
you
it makes
can't
you feel
do
bad.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and you work your butt off, and then you don't get anywhere, and nobody wants to give you loans and help you move forward. You need credit to move forward,
absolutely,
to do anything, to grow. House, car, whatever it is, to go on vacations, you need credit. And I couldn't do any of it. I was very hindered.
So in this room, of the three people who are sitting in this room today, two of us have seen you take significant changes in our credit ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Mine going for a divorce and for a short sale that took a toll. Ashley's going into medical issues. But either way, it affected our credit rating.
I got to tell you, do you know how happy this makes me? I'm not looking at dollar signs out there thinking how much money I made on this, because at this point I don't make any more money.
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's all giving of myself, my knowledge, and helping people raise themselves up.
Well, Ashley, congratulations, you took the right steps.
It put me in a different mindset now too, because I received another doctor's bill and I am paying on it versus just ignoring it, because now that my credit has gone up, I want to take care of it.
Maintaining.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, had I gotten that, I would have been like, there's another one. I'll never get on top of this.
I know.
And I would have just thrown it away. But now that one came in, I was like, this is a fresh one. I can get on top of it.
It gives you a new start.
It absolutely.
Yeah. You're walking taller now,
yes,
which is what we keep on talking about.
Yeah.
Very much.
Well, you're listening to Give Me Credit. When we get back in our third and final segment, we're going to give some contact information. We wanted you to hear from Ashley because it's a real life, honest to goodness testimony of somebody who watched a significant change being done with just round one. And you normally think in terms of three rounds.
At a minimum,
okay,
typically.
Well, thank you, folks, for joining us today. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here from Master Credit Solutions and the Give Me Credit radio show. Maybe you're wondering, how do I get in touch with this guy? I need help. Let me tell you how you do that. You can call me at two different numbers, 612-567-2459. That's 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400. That's 888-417-3400. You can text me also at 612-567-2459. Now, if you want general information or just to explore, you can look this up at givemecredit.us. That's givemecredit.us. We have lots of great information. This is important. It is important for you and your family. Let's get back on track again. You can rejoin the economy. Again, John Mackey, 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400.
Welcome back, everybody, to Give Me Credit. We're just talking about what it means to actually be in touch with John Mackey. John is the president, the founder of Master Credit Solutions. You can go online to find out more. John, what is your online address, your Facebook?
Mail address?
I'm thinking more in terms of your webpage.
Oh, you're talking about mastercreditsolutions.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main company's website. In there, you can get information on a whole lot of topics,
right,
okay, to include, you know, subject matter coming up here, it'll explain it, but there are, everybody thinks that there's only three credit reporting agencies. Well, there's 40 of them that are, and so those are on there if you want to explore that. Videos are on there, training videos are on there. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that might be a good thing, because I put out video snippets on the rules and the regulations and the things that are happening in the credit world, okay, to include some news.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you go to Twitter, and it's the handle is at MCS, that's as in Master Credit Solutions, J, M-A-C-K-E-Y. So it's at MCS J Mackey.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you have some phone numbers you can be in touch with as well.
Yeah. 612-567-2459. That's the direct line to the program, to the Give Me Credit.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call me directly at the Master Credit Solutions office, that's 612-216-4910. You know, probably the easiest one to remember, and I'm all about ease because we're throwing a lot of numbers out there and then people forget. 888-417-3400.
Give it again.
888-417-3400.
We're talking credit, and these last weeks we have been talking credit, but we've been talking about things that you encounter along the way with debt collectors and some of the means that they use to pressure you and things like that. But and I, with my apologies and hopefully your forgiveness, I decided today that we'd change the program a little bit with the idea that people need to know what they're going to, what it's going to be like to sit down and talk to you about this.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons we wanted to bring Ashley on, because that gives you a firsthand, really a fresh view of someone who's just seen their credit score jump 106 points as a result of your first sweep.
Yeah, you know, that was a wonderful surprise that occurred to me because I had no idea. I was preparing for the show so that I could be intelligent mm-hmm. about what we were going to be talking today. And obviously, this is not one of those. I had no idea you were going to do this. I had no idea that Ashley was going to show up here. And that's a wonderful surprise. That tickles me to no end when I can help people like that.
I like victory stories. I like them in every level of life. I like hearing people finding the light and getting out of the hole that they've found themselves in. And that's, I think, the essence of the program today. You've mentioned so often, John, that there is hope and there is a solution. There is a fix. But, folks, you just can't get it until you grab it. And I know there are books out there, John, tons of them.
Yep.
And there are other voices, but if you want a convenient voice of someone who lives within your community, who is willing to be in touch with you, John, one of the things I appreciate about you is that you're not regulating the people that you talk to some staff member in your back office. It's actually you.
It is me. I want them to get the direct information. You know, we do have other staff people, but what they're doing are the behind-the-scenes work. I'm the one that's talking to clients and customers. I'm the one that's talking to debt collectors on a three-way call like we did yesterday with a client. I'm the one that's doing this because I don't feel comfortable giving that off to somebody who may not know the nuances of what's going on.
Right. So with your hands in the mix, and your ears and your eyes on the credit rating and in some of those phone calls, I can assure you, people, that you're going to be well handled with respect. And I asked that question to Ashley specifically because I wanted to see what her response was. Obviously, Ashley didn't know the questions I was going to ask.
Right.
But the respect that you handle, I think that's important. It's true when we get into these holes.
Well, sometimes you can talk to a doctor, talk to a lawyer, talk to any professional, and there are those that seem to talk down to you.
Right.
I don't do that. I'm not going to do that. Number one, we're all human. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. Okay, now the question is, you got to take the X-ray, which is the credit report. Mm-hmm. We've got to examine what the issues are, and then we have to do surgery
right.
to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of that fixing of the problem is an educational process that teaches you what happened, what you need to do now,
right,
and the ability to become educated so you don't fall into this trap again.
We've talked often, but not enough, about some of the methodology that you use to help people build positive credit.
Right.
And that's a part of the program.
That is a part of the program. That's part of something that is what they pay for. That's part of that. There was one woman, I got 52 items off of her credit report, but it was everything she had. So what good is it if I take everything off, all the derogatories, and I can't help her get the positive on for the score?
And, you know, that has to do with revolving credit. That has to do with, you know, just the basics of life and how to manage it well.
Revolving and installment.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that Ashley, there was a lot of even a psychological impact it made, that when another bill came, she knew she was starting at the starting line. It wasn't being thrown onto a heap of, you know, a pile behind her with something that she had hoped to ignore.
Right. Right. It's kind of like taking a weight off your shoulders. You know, if you've ever weightlifted, you know the feeling of lightness.
Right.
When that happens. And that's what I sense from Ashley just by looking at her today.
Well, and as you know, that she started this process because she knew her car was dying and that there was no way that they were even going to entertain any thought of giving her a loan. And the new car, as a result of the direct result of the action that you've taken in her life, the new car is sitting in the parking lot right now.
And she is probably paying less per month. Well, I know she is. She might be paying $100, $150 less per month now than if she wouldn't have done it and had to put less down.
Right.
Because of it.
John, give us that contact phone number one more time, and then we've got to get out of the studios for another week.
I'm going to give just the one number.
Good.
And that's the 800 number. 888-417-3400.
And folks, we want to thank you again. I hope that the program has meant something to you. And again, our goal was to kind of rattle you off the couch and say, let's do it today. Let's get this done. John, we need to say our goodbyes again for another week.
We will do that. And thank you, folks, for listening and for the questions that have come in. I appreciate it.
See you next week on Give Me Credit.
Bye-bye.
The information contained on the Give Me Credit radio show, its website, podcasts, and blogs are provided as general reference work as a public service. The listener is advised to check for changes to current law and to consult with a qualified attorney on any legal issue. The use of this material does not create an attorney-client or professional relationship. John Mackey is FICO certified, but is not an attorney.